Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. We have a $50 gift card today to give away to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. We're going to be at what day, Hugh?
Thursday
from 10 to 2. We'll be there doing our show.
Special days run together.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Again, everyone could go out tomorrow, but we're going to be there on Thursday. $50 gift card on the line. Hugh's Clues. First clue again was famous veteran.
Iconic veteran.
Joining us right now, as she does every Tuesday this time, Devin Caney. Devin, what's up?
Dev. What's up, guys? How's it going?
Oh, it's awesome.
It's good. I mean, we got a lot going on.
Excited to be here in person.
Yes, this happens like once every 2 months.
Yeah, once in a while I decide to grace you guys with my presence in person.
Yes. We appreciate it.
Well, we're happy to have you and a lot to talk about. A week away from the NFL trade deadline. So let's talk about the elephant in the room, the AJ Brown situation. Mm-hmm. So for you, would he even be on the table? Because that's what we're discussing today. Like, is this even something, if you're Howie and Jeff, would you listen? Mm-hmm. Or is it like, no, we're trying to win the Super Bowl. I'm not even listening to offers.
I would not even listen if I was them. I think I understand that, like, the social media stuff and the antics, and it, like, it's not ideal, and I'm sure it's probably annoying for those within the organization as well. It's just kind of gotten to a point where it's like, come on, dude, like, let's figure this out. I think he really is injured. I think he is dealing with a hamstring. I think if they had to technically go, like, they really needed him on Sunday, perhaps he could have. He's been at practice, but not practicing. I don't think that there's too much to read into in terms of that, in terms of him not playing. I just think, like, I know that Elliott reported and people have been saying, you know, they could rework the contract to negate the cap hit. At what point do we draw the line and say this just isn't worth it? Like, why are we making it so difficult to try to offload a player who's integral to our success and is one of the best wide receivers in the league? Like, it's just not worth it to me. And I think they need to try their best to work things out.
So I don't think the Eagles would want to trade him, right? They just gave him a new contract, mm-hmm. the one you're referencing, just mm-hmm. before last year's draft or two drafts ago, right? So I don't think the question really, this whole thing is, does he want to be here? Is he happy? Because the one thing that caught this past week kind of made my eyes open to two things. One, he put that Instagram thing up after his best game of the season, right? Yeah. Like, so I'm starting to wonder, is he ever going to be happy, right? You would think four catches, 121 yards, two touchdowns against
the
Vikings.
That made me pretty happy.
Right, that would make most receivers happy. Yeah. It did make him happy. Obviously, he said something about it. Yeah. And then, Devin, the way they played on Sunday, I do wonder, was that a coincidence, the way they played against
the
Giants?
They played very well on
Their
Sunday.
Their best offensive game of the year.
Yeah, and it did. I was listening to your show yesterday, and I agreed with something you said, Joe, where the offense just felt, I forget the word you used, but seamless, like effortless. Like nothing felt like it was force.
Well, that was the word
Syncopathy.
You used, but that wasn't a real word.
I heard you drop that word, and I was like, wow, that was a,
not a word.
Good pull.
It's a good word.
Syncopathy. Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing. But
what is it supposed to mean?
Together, like synced up, syncopathy.
Syncopathy?
Yeah.
It's not it.
Yeah.
I mean,
how about like synchronized?
That might be where he's maybe.
Yeah.
Well, the offense felt very effortless.
In concert.
Effortlessly, you know.
Concert.
In sync on Sunday.
No, I totally agree.
It could be a coincidence. It also could be that, you know, they're facing a Giants defense. I know their defensive front is really good, but they have some banged up guys in the secondary. So I'm sure that, you know, that helped the Eagles' offensive situation. And Jalen Hurts is playing really good football right now. The O-line, I think, played their best game of the season, especially with Cam Jurgens being out in that one. I think Fred Johnson coming in, he's like the unsung hero of this Eagles offense. When he comes in, they're extremely productive, especially in the run game. So, like, I think there's a lot of different factors, and I just don't think it's fair for us to say, oh, it's because A.J. Brown wasn't playing.
All right, but before we, and I know this could take us off track for a second, we'll get back to the conversation, but Hugh, I think the word is a word. So it, so
how do you spell it?
Well, so syncopathy or syncopathy is not, so I looked it up. So the AI's, the AI overview is telling me it's not a standard medical term. The correct term is syncope, which means fainting or a temporary loss of consciousness due to a sudden drop in blood flow to the brain.
Oh, wow.
Now, that might be what people feel like when they're listening to us have these A.J. Brown conversations, but that it is something real. It has nothing to do with the Eagles offense, though.
And you know what's funny? I'm pretty sure some doctors out there that would listen to the show like, what the hell is he talking about?
Like, this is real. This guy is totally off.
What the hell is wrong with
him? This whole time you've been talking about, like, fainting.
Dizziness, nausea, fainting. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
all right,
crazy.
Blurred vision is part of it, which some people may say we have as we talk through this. All right, Devin, with the trade deadline, so the one part of it's going to be the AJ rumors. They're going to be there until it passes.
I think they'll be there until the offseason.
I agree.
Let's be real. But obviously, it's going to ratchet up now, you know, going into the deadline.
The other part, though, is what Howie actually might be wanting to do, right? Like, in terms of adding. So I feel like the last few weeks it's been edge or corner, or corner. Like, what is the biggest need? I don't know how much it moved your opinion on this, but watching the way Jalex Hunt played on Sunday, the fact that Nolan Smith is probably about to come back, signing Brandon Graham, I'm all in on getting a corner. I think they might have enough up front. If I'm Howie, I would trade for a corner over anything. Where are you at on what they should add?
I would be happy with either an edge or a corner. I think right now probably the biggest need, like you just mentioned, you know, with guys like Jalex Hunt stepping up, with Nolan Smith expected to come back, Brandon Graham will start, you know, getting more action once the bye week is over. That second outside corner spot is still an area that's targeted by opposing offenses constantly, because they know that whether it's a Dory Jackson or Keely Ringo, you know, that's going to be the spot to exploit on this Eagles defense. I will say, Jacorian Bennett, he wasn't active on Sunday, but he should be back after the bye. And I know that Vic Fangio had some praise. I don't want to say high praise, because I don't think Vic Fangio is high praise for anyone. But it seemed like Jacorian Bennett's future, at least this season, in that outside cornerback spot could be bright. But I wouldn't be opposed to bringing in an outside corner if they're able to get someone who can make an impact immediately.
Yeah, that's where I would go with it. We'll see where Howie goes by next Tuesday. So after you watched it, being on the sidelines and, like, kind of thinking about it for a day, are they fully back to you? Because that was the first time I felt watched them. It looked like last year. It was the first time I felt like, oh, they look dominant. Because all the, you know, the first handful of games and then into October, they were winning most, but it never looked like dominant. The Sunday, they, and I know it was a bad team, but that's the same bad team they lost to 2 weeks ago. Are they fully back in your eyes?
I'm going to say no, but it was a promising win. I'm going to say no because they have a really tough schedule coming up once they come back from the bye, right? They have the Packers, they have the Lions, they have to go down to Dallas. So, I mean, they have tough games coming up. I need to see how they perform. I need to, you know, learn more about where Cam Jurgens is at. So I don't know if I'm willing to say they're totally back just due to the injuries. Like, they had six guys out on Sunday against the Giants. And to me, you can't really say they're fully back when you're missing that many guys. And, like, I want to see what they look like when Nolan Smith is back. I want to see what they look like with Brandon Graham activated. I want to see a fully healthy O-line, if that's even possible. I'm not sure it is this season. So I guess just in terms of health, I'm not ready to say that. But in terms of performance,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, that was hands down the best performance of the season so far.
It was awesome. I mean, Hugh, Sunday against the Giants was everything we thought they were going to be when the season started. We just didn't see it for 7 weeks.
Yeah, synchronicity.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one. I think
there
that
you
one
go.
Works.
Not
si- I think that one works.
So you just sat there for the last 2 minutes.
Thinking of a new word to throw in there, to insert that word in there. But no, it was something, and that's what made it interesting. And it might have been the fact that AJ wasn't out there, that your sense of looking at the team was a little heightened, and you probably right. was a little bit hyperbolic, but they did look, it looked fluid. That was the thing. It just looked fluid. He looked comfortable. There was a lot of times where it felt like, you know, before this game that it was just slow. It looked disjointed. Yep. And there were a lot of miscues, or a lot of times we talked about him right. holding on to the ball a whole lot. Didn't look like that this weekend. And that yeah. might have been the way that the Giants were playing. That might have been the fact that on the second play from scrimmage, Saquon Barkley took it to the house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there are so many factors that play into this. And that's why when we ask these questions, it's not like you're trying to run anybody out of town. You're trying to get people to think, because we need a pass rusher. You know, mm-hmm. we need some defensive help. And I don't think it's out of bounds to ask the question, if you feel comfortable doing it, would you do it? That's it. It's not like nobody's mad at AJ. It's just that we have a need to put pressure on the quarterback. Even though we had a good game that game, mm-hmm. we saw a young quarterback that played in his fifth NFL game.
They do seem to let quarterbacks, especially those who can scramble, slip away.
Yes.
Like, a lot.
And that's why when we have these conversations, it's not like you're trying to run anybody out of town, but you have to think about it in a way that the Eagles might think about it. You played, like I say, played against a quarterback, played in his fifth game. Mm-hmm. He struggled a little bit. Okay, you're playing against a quarterback when you come back from the bye who's been around the block 5-1-1? They're on the season.
The Packers
right,
are, yeah.
Yeah. Have that yeah. tie.
And they have you have history. You're familiar with the squad.
Mm-hmm.
And they got somebody over there that can get after the quarterback. So it's going to be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you have to think outside the box, say, okay, what do we need? We probably need to put some pressure on that quarterback. So hopefully Brandon's going to be out there. Nolan Smith. Is he potentially coming back for that game?
I think
game?
He's eligible,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, Devin? He's potentially
yeah,
coming
they,
back.
When he first was put on IR, I think they had the game after the bye, week 10, circled for him.
So
to
you,
return,
I think it's logical to ask yourself, going into that game after the bye, do you feel like you have enough pass rush to get after Jordan Love with the guys that you have coming back and the progressions that you had Jahad Campbell make, Jalen Hunt mm-hmm. make? Do you feel like that's a position that looks like it's on the uptick?
It looks like it's on the uptick. I would never say no at this point in the season to adding more
mm-hmm.
in that spot. Like, they still aren't getting to the quarterback as much as I think a lot of us would like them to. I'll also say, I feel like Jalen Carter has been getting better and better each week.
First sack of the year on Sunday. Yeah.
Like, you can tell, like, he wasn't holding his shoulder like we've seen him do in weeks past. Like, I feel like he's getting healthier, and sitting out that Thursday night game was really helpful for him getting, like, fully back with his heel and his shoulder. So that, we know how important he is to this defense, right? So I think that's massive. We talk about the guys getting healthy. That being said, like, I'm never going to say no to adding more on that defensive front. I just don't know if it necessarily has to mean, like, costing us AJ Brown.
Yeah, they're two separate things that are yeah. almost intertwined at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, if AJ wants to be here and he's on board, I don't think they want to trade him. I think they want to win the Super Bowl again, and he helped them last year. If he doesn't, though, I think they're going to listen to offers the next week. 215-592-9494. Devin hanging out for the segment. Will in the Northeast is with us. Good morning, Will. Will's at work.
I know that because, like I said,
Will,
that work. Put Will on hold.
That sounds spicy. What's happening?
We get a lot of people, because, you know, our time slot is a lot of, you know, people are at work.
Yeah.
Sometimes people don't realize we're part of the meeting. They just, like, put us there and then we listen to the whole meeting. What do we think Will does? That seemed like it was an intense work environment.
It seemed like, I don't know why I was getting courtroom vibes. It sounded like echoey. A little bit.
Can you see Will in a courtroom?
Or at a body shop or something.
Oh,
body
yeah.
shop body.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, it could be a courtroom too. Albert in Maple Shade is up on WIP. Maybe at work too. What's up, Albert?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Albert. What's up, buddy?
So I'm not going to lie. When I first called in, I was going to call you guys idiots. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to lie, starting to like trend towards I would consider it. But we only got a first-round pick for him, so we can't get anything crazy. So I feel like if they wanted to upgrade, we would also have to throw in like picks as well. So it's not just like A.J. Brown. We're not going to get A.J. Brown for like a second-round pick. I feel like if you're going to trade just A.J. Brown, you're going to get at most like a third or fourth-round pick. So I feel like if they really wanted to, they would have to throw in like a third-round pick or somebody like that if they wanted to get like a good corner or a good edge.
So your point is you don't even think we're going to get that much from him. So if we want to get a player back, we're going to have to throw something in with it.
Well, yeah, because he misses time every single year, like at least the last 2 years at least, and he's getting older. So, I mean, 25-year-old AJ, we got a mid-first-round pick for. So,
right,
we
traded a first and a third, and he was, what, 20? You're right, 25, and we had to pay him at that point. So he was cheaper, too. Yep.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, we're going to have to invest as well. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know if it's high risk, high reward or not. I don't know what you guys would say, but if they can trade him and get like a cheap edge rusher that's really good, like one of the Broncos edge rushers.
Oh, Hugh brought that up yesterday. Yeah, if we can get one of those guys.
Steelers for like Joey Porter, you know.
That's Benito,
like
right?
One of those players.
Benito, yeah. And Cooper.
I don't hear you. What'd you say?
He said Benito. He's talking about the Broncos edge rusher. Yeah.
Benito.
Like one of those guys or Joey Porter from the Steelers, but that or like at least picks and a wide receiver too that we can have because I think Kyle said it earlier because if Devontae gets hurt, God forbid, like we're screwed. Like he's gonna throw to Jahan Dotson, Mechie. We really they were traded here for barely anything, former first round picks for a reason.
Yeah, they'd be super thin at wide receiver. I agree on that.
They would have
to be included.
There's a lot of Jahan Dotson disrespect on this show. I heard someone else earlier say
Kyle
that he
stinks.
What are we talking about? Do you see his catch on Sunday?
He mossed that
He's
guy.
He's made some crucial catches.
I think he looks more comfortable and better than last year.
I'm sorry. His best season ever is putting up 500 yards in 17 games. He stinks.
But he doesn't stink.
I don't care that he mossed somebody.
He makes catches.
Jalen Reagor had a one-handed catch one time. I do not care.
Kyle missed the mossing.
You are not going to convince me that Jahan Dotson doesn't stink. I'm not budging.
Well, it is relative.
I wouldn't say he stinks. Yeah. I wouldn't go there. Yeah, I mean, he's the wide receiver.
If the scale is Quez Watkins Kyle back in no his problem. Eagles days, he's better than
no
that.
Problem
he's
going
better
there. Than that. He has no problem. Going
yeah, you didn't push back, though. Do you think he
stinks?
I said
I didn't think he stinks, but I'm letting Kyle
he's
live his truth.
He's not A.J. Brown,
No, I'm letting Kyle live his truth.
But are you comfortable if he's the number one receiver?
If Devontae gets injured?
Okay, if we trade A.J., we're one Devontae injury away from him being the number one.
Yeah, well, they just scored 38 with him as the two.
Wow. We're probably going to do that every week against the non-Giants.
What I saw.
We need to get rid of him.
That's why you don't trade A.J. Brown.
I can't unsee what I saw, Albert. These guys around here do that. All right, Albert, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hugh's Clues for the $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
That's not a bad guess,
though. That's a fun answer.
It's not a bad guess.
The first clue today, Devin, was a famous veteran.
Okay.
I think Forrest Gump's a fun answer. Now, I wasn't thinking fictional as much as that caller was, but that's a good answer. Troy in the Northeast. What's up, Troy?
Yo, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing this morning?
Troy, what's up, pal?
Oh, man, listen. This AJ Zane, I got a partner, I think, that might be a good fit. I was telling Kyle on the line behind the scenes. He said he don't know if he would do it, but I'm going to see what you guys think.
Okay, what do you got?
And I think they'd be willing to give him up because they're in a bad spot right now. I think if we talk to the Dolphins, who, you know, is going to have a good draft pick in the inside because of their record. They're not looking to win nothing this year. The coach is about to get fired. I'll try to get Waddle. Maybe if we can't get a draft pick, we get another player. Like maybe we could get Rasul Douglas to come back here or even Matthew Judon, or, you know, they got, what's the linebacker? Willie Gay? He's not too bad either. So, what do y'all think about that?
Well, we need a pass rusher, though. Why are we going to, what you talking about? Well, he's talking about a fire sale for the
Dolphins.
He's
replacing AJ with a different
wide receiver. Yeah.
Well, the Waddle thing, the first thing I thought of was his connection to Jalen. He played with him at Alabama, too, right? Just like Devontae Smith did, and they were there together, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Good fit. That's what I think. And Kyle was saying that he thinks that Waddle is probably like a Devonta Smith 2.0, or maybe 1.2 or whatever, or 2.0. I don't know, man. I think they'd be complimenting each other.
Well, I mean, Waddle's a good player. Yeah, I mean, that Kyle would not be able to be worried about the receiving core if we got Waddle back. I mean, Waddle's a legitimate
bona fide.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He's not as good as AJ Brown.
No, but I mean, you're not going to find a receiver
not
that
actively looking to downgrade in a season where I'm trying to go back to back.
I understand.
Trying to go back to back, guys.
Yeah, but it's hard.
Yeah. Well, can AJ get on board with the back to back, or do we just got to put tweets and Instagrams and make sure the quarterback is prepped on this before press conferences? Troy, I think your idea is interesting. Troy, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues? What's your guess?
Can you give me the clue one more time?
That ain't how it worked, but we're gonna do this for you, Troy, because we like you. It's an iconic veteran.
Iconic veteran, Troy. Someone that was a veteran.
How about George C. Scott?
Who?
He went old school.
Who's
with
George
that
Scott?
With George. He was a famous actor.
George Scott. You know who George Scott is?
Didn't he play Patton? If that's who I'm thinking about.
I don't know who that is. I don't. Yeah.
I see. That is old school.
Dog. You aged out.
He did play Patton.
Story of my life. Okay.
Hold on. He did play Patton, which of course came out in 1970.
Yeah,
so yeah.
George C. Scott. He old as Methuselah.
Yeah. This can be a real person or a fictional person?
No, this was a real person.
We try to the Forrest Gump guesser just took on
So good guess, but not. So it is a real person.
It is a real person. Now George C. Scott, of course, passed in 1999. So there's a reason why maybe you didn't know he was Devin. It's been a while here. Devin, what did you think of what Tank Bigsby did? Do we have something here?
I think we do, and I was kind of. I don't want to say waiting for this, but when they first signed him, I was like, why would they just bring in a guy? Because I remember hearing about him all last season, and I was like, why would they just bring him in? I know that kickoff returns are a bigger factor in the game with the new rules, but that just felt like minimizing his potential role with the team, just knowing what I'd seen from him in the past on other teams. So, I mean, I love to see him pop off. I don't know what it means for A.J. Dillon. We haven't really seen A.J. Dillon. I mean, he was an inactive, in Minnesota, I think. So I don't know what it means for the depth in terms of that position, but like Tank Bigsby, have yourself a day. I mean, two running backs with over 100 rushing yards, I'll take it.
Yeah, I wonder if A.J. Dillon's going to be here. I mean, they have to make roster moves. When BG gets activated and Nolan Smith, it could become...
Makes you wonder.
A numbers game here. Zach in Roersford's up. What's up, Zach?
Oh, what's going on, everyone?
Zach, what's up, pal?
Man. Nothing. I just wanted to, of course, weigh in on the AJ situation here, and I agree with you, Joe, and you. I've been saying this since the first time, it was obvious that he's not happy. Like, this is a team sport, okay? And he said after the Super Bowl, his whole motivation is to dominate, players individually on the field. And that's all good and well, but if that means that he's not going to put what's good for the team before what's good for him, then... I mean, what are we even talking about? And I understand wanting to go back to back. I want them to do that as much as anybody else. But if he's here and he's not happy, we're not getting the A.J. Brown that everybody's afraid that we're going to lose if we do trade him. So I say he's got to go.
Yeah, and Zach, we haven't gotten that guy most of the season. I know he had the huge game against Minnesota, but you look at him compared to other receivers this year, he just hasn't had the kind of year we're used to. So, like, to me, Zach, if he was still playing like he did in 2022, 2023, then you can't even consider it. But...
Right.
He's not. I mean, I think the number one receiver on the team right now is Devontae Smith. I think he's become their number one target.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I don't want, Jahan Dotson. I don't think he stinks, but I certainly don't want him to be, one injury away from our number one. But at the same time, like I said, I just think AJ is a bigger distraction right now than what he's even putting on the field. Had an awesome game against the Vikings, and he's still complaining. It's like, dude, if you want individual accolades, go run track or something,
That is a way to do it. He could run track. Zach, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues.
Is it Elvis Presley?
Elvis Presley.
He was an iconic veteran, though.
This is a good. You actually have come up with something good here, Zach. Appreciate it. This is maybe the best.
Did we play Elvis a couple days ago?
We did.
I think we did. Yeah.
So it was Suspicious Minds. Is that the song we were playing?
We're Suspicious Minds.
All right, we got another clue coming up for you on the other side. Devin, we appreciate you hopping in.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
There she goes. Devin Caney with us, as she is every Tuesday at 11. All right, we got a lot coming up on the show. At 12 o'clock, you'll hear Nick Sirianni, what he said to the morning show this morning. Ross Tucker will join us coming up at 12:30. I'm curious his thoughts on the A.J. Brown situation. Kiss the baby later in the show.
Kiss the baby.
And, of course, you people. On the other side, your phone calls on A.J. Brown. Is he even on the table for you? Like, if you're Howie Roseman, would you listen to trade offers? Would you consider? I would. I mean, if I get something big now, and I'm under the impression, and you may disagree with this, I don't think he's on the team next year. So if I have this kind of deadline where I know by March he's gone anyway, I have to start listening now. If I get a better offer now than I might get in the offseason, I'm going to listen to it. 215-592-9494. Plus, we got to get to a team that went from you couldn't stand them to, man, they're exciting very quickly.
Weenie scale.
Yeah, the weenie scale is tipped. The Sixers 3-0. We'll talk about Edgecombe Maxey. Another win last night for the Sixers. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You ever wonder why Fanatics Sportsbook is America's fastest online growing sportsbook? Most sportsbooks, well, their rewards are just flat. But fan cash, ha-ha, is the ultimate sports currency. And betting with Fanatics lets you stack fan cash. With Fanatics Sportsbook, you can get up to 10% fan cash back on your wagers, win or lose. Use your fan cash to unlock the world of Fanatics with Profit Boost, exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. That's the real value of your sports fandom. Did I also mention they are giving away millions in fan cash this year with games like Fan Cash Drops, that is offered live in Fanatics Sportsbook app every single Friday. So switch to a sportsbook that always has your back. Go check it out yourself and download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.